Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 5th of January 2016, Satan's strategy and tactic, blame God. Make people blame Almighty God. Make people blame Father God. Brothers and sisters, today, Satan's strategy and tactics, we have gone through before. Now, yesterday was the day full of cares and worries, and I'm sure those who have turned to Jesus Christ and decided to love Him, that is, keep His commandments, yes, even if you fail in the commandments, He will still see you through. Because you are not practicing sin. Because you want to actually obey His commandments. And His commandments are a prescription. Authoritative prescription. That's how the Hebrew translation interprets commandments. Authoritative prescription. And those who are willing to do this, He would have seen you through. This is a given. It's not suddenly an exceptional thing that Jesus Christ does. He does this for everyone who comes to Him and recognizes that He is the Son of the Living God, died for you, loves you, and rose again and gives you power. He took it from Satan and gave it to us. Amen. Now, even if things go wrong, you give thanks. Why do you give thanks? Because it has actually not gone wrong. It's only gone wrong because your eyes and my wants and my desires see it as wrong. It is in the bigger scheme of things, God has allowed the wrong. He didn't create the thing to go wrong for you. It has gone wrong for you and me for many reasons. We'll come to that. Satan's strategy. For many reasons. But He didn't block it. He decided to allow it. Because He's going to use it for His own glory, for settling you. Although, it is I would have created some problems, I would not have called on Jesus Christ, I would not have looked at the scriptures and say what I should do and what I shouldn't do. And then when the trouble comes, we all, oh Lord, you're forsaken. He's not forsaken any of us. It is we who leave Him. He doesn't leave us. He loves me. I'm engraved in the palm of His hand. I'm the apple of His eye. So He doesn't leave me. He cannot leave me because He's engraved my name in His palm of His hand. He cannot leave. So now, but it's I who go around and mess up myself up. So therefore, brothers and sisters, let's see how this happens today. If anything has gone wrong yesterday, you still give thanks. Even the things that are drastically gone wrong. That's why I was telling yesterday, came out when I'm teaching and praying. For 46 days, we were in another state because an accident happened to my son and we were there in another hospital, another state. And we are there, my two girls, all the time in the hospital. And we will go, my wife and I will go early morning, 6 o'clock, go back 11 something, 12 o'clock back to the home that somebody gave us to live in, a room, apartment somebody gave us to live in. But then, this is what God kept on bringing for us. All things will work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose. You must remember this. If anything has gone wrong to you yesterday, you better understand, this is going to work for your good, but there's a condition. The condition is, if you love God, it will work for your good if you love God. And if you love God, you will say this, thank you Lord Jesus Christ for what has happened today, even though my heart and my mind saying that this is wrong, one thing has gone wrong, my heart is breaking, or even heart is breaking. Our hearts are breaking, brothers and sisters. You do not... If God lets me talk about it, I'll talk about it. My hearts were crushing. Even though it's happening, Lord Jesus, there will be good you'll bring out of this. Condition is, I love you. And loving you is just keeping your commandments. And how do I keep my commandments? By calling on your name and commanding my heart and mind to love you and to obey you, to lean on your word. To lean on your word just like John, Apostle Paul, John leaned on Jesus' chest, we lean on His word. By leaning on His word, that means you're leaning on Jesus Christ, and then just as Apostle John was leaning on his chest and receiving the frequency from the heartbeat of Christ. He could the beautiful frequency going into John. Beautiful love frequency. The loving frequency that's been beating out of Jesus' heart by entering into apostle or disciple John that time. Not apostle yet. It's going doop, 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 doop. You know, sending in the love frequency into John. Because Jesus is Jesus. He is love. So his heart only beats love. Jesus' heart only beats love. So when you lean on the word of God, when you begin to rely on the word of Jesus Christ, it will beat love into you and you will be full of love. No matter what is going on, you will love God because the love of Christ has come through the beating of Jesus' heart into your heart. And then you begin to love all. You begin to love all no matter what they're doing. Now, brothers and sisters, now where do we all have gone wrong? Because Satan, the ruler of the world, or in fact, 2 Corinthians 4:4 will tell you, is the God of this world. I'll read from Catholic version. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Christ is the image of God. Now, so the God of the world is Satan. People don't know this. Now, what because of that? What is Satan's strategy? First of all, when Jesus Christ died and rose again and took the power out of Satan and all the demonic forces and all the fallen angels, he took the power out of them. So they have no more power. So Satan's strategy is simply a delusion, a deception. Work on deception on everybody's lives. So what has happened now? So now because we didn't know Jesus and our blindness can only be removed when we turn to Christ. And the blindness will go. The blindness, the spiritual blindness will only leave when we turn to Christ and submit ourselves to His authority. There are only two things here. World of darkness, world of light. World of love, world of hate. Satan, the world of Jesus. Was Satan's world or world of Jesus? But remember, Satan and Jesus are not equal. Jesus is the creator. He created even Lucifer, who turned out to be Satan later for disobeying, having pride and disobeying God. But Jesus Christ is higher than Satan because he's a creator. He was, is and ever will be. Satan is a created being. Now, so the battle is not between Satan and Jesus Christ. That is over. There's no battle. He just took the power and gave to his children. The battle is between Satan and his fallen angels and his, all his demons and all. Against us. The battle is between us and Satan's army. Against the army of Christ, which is the spiritual forces, which are individual soldiers of Christ, who are loving. Our weapons of warfare are love. Satan's warfare is hate. Now, our weapons of warfare, Satan's warfare is weapons of hate and destruction. That's why Jesus said, your enemy comes about as a roaring lion seeking whom to steal, kill and destroy. So his tactic is now delusion, is fraud. And so now his strategy is to become that he is not existing. That's all the game. But actually he is. And that's why he blinded the eyes of many. Now, another tactic, this tactic can be a strategy and a tactic. One strategy is not to get him blamed. Blame God. Blame Father God. That is why people end up blaming God for everything. Earthquake happened. Blame God. Why did God do this? And in insurance policy, they'll write, act of God. Because he controls the mammon, he controls the financial institutions. Through people, he controls them by putting thoughts in their minds. And then there's a large group of elitists, large group is not billions or millions, there's a small group of elitists who are Satan worshippers. And there are hidden faces of these people who are controlling the world. You cannot see them. They're not their front line. The people who are angry or upset or banksters or whatever they call them, they are not the people, the elites, the top line. You do not know who they are. They are Satan worshippers controlling the world financial system and all that. And they create all these problems. For instance, earthquake happens, oh, blame God. You know what Jesus said? In the last days there will be earthquakes increasing. Why did he say that? He knows earthquakes will increase. How did he know? He knows these people. Satan is controlled by Satan, who are worshippers of Satan. Even they have equipment to change weather. You go to the internet and put HAARP and see HAARP. This is the equipment they can use to change weather patterns. And then they tell you world is warming up, you pay more money on the carbon tax. Then there is another group, the same group but controlling different angles and different tentacles. Satan has tentacles. And one of the tentacles can create earthquakes. That's why there's a lot of people, scientists are now saying, some of them are, who are not part of this, are saying the earthquake in Fukushima could have been caused by this bunch. Because they got machines that can create earthquakes. Even Tesla, one of the greatest scientists, but not known because he didn't take part with this, he didn't join that, so they chuck him out. He was even saying that there are, if he has the knowledge to create machines to crack the world in two. Now, brother and sister, that is why when earthquake happened, oh, God is doing something. And then there are false prophets who will tell you, God is angry with this nation, so he is causing an earthquake there. Don't listen to these people. Their game is this. They are under Satan. Satan is using them to blame Father God. So people will hate Father God. So everybody hates Father God, blames Father God for all these so-called natural disasters. And in the insurance policies, they call you act of God. Oh, anything happened, act of God. But actually, it's act of God. But it's not act of Father God. It's not an act of Almighty God. It's an act of the God of this world. It's an act of the God of this world, Satan. Now, why does he do this? This is his tactic now. Get people to blame Father God. So he doesn't exist. He is so good. Satan is so good. That's the image he's creating. He's so good that he doesn't do anything. His Father God is doing. Can you imagine? And people have fallen flat for this. I have fallen flat before I came to law, before God arrested me. I used to condemn God. What are you? You are God. Look at that. You say you are God and all these people are suffering. Children are suffering. Children are dying. I used to condemn God. Because why? I was blinded like this. God, so when people are blinded, I feel sorry for them. I will be reminded by the Spirit of God that I was like that. So I say, sorry Lord. And then begin to see how to help these people. How to help them come out. Because I was worse. Now, brothers and sisters, that is why in Ezekiel 33:17, it says, yet your people say, the way of the Lord is not just. So they're complaining. God is not just. When it is their own way that is not just. That's their own way that's not just. And that is why this happens. For instance, people, let's say we eat too much and drink too much and eat wrong food and all that. And then after that, when we got some sickness, we, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Why are you not curing me, Lord? Why are you, Jesus, why are you not curing me? Father God, why are you not curing me? Oh, like as if. But in the meantime, we never obeyed God's commandments, eh? We don't obey God's commandments, we don't keep his prescription, and then suddenly things go wrong, we begin to say, why are you doing this? Now, by that statement, you're blaming God. You're fallen into Satan's trap. Satan's trap is this, to blame Father God. Father God didn't do this to you. You did this to yourself. So the problem starts by you and I doing things to ourselves, but under the bigger scheme of things, Satan is controlling the world. The ruler of the world is Satan. He is doing a deception strategy and a tactic to get people to blame God. So the strategy is, so he is now looked at good. So much so, can you imagine what's happening in the world? Everything bad is now being called good. Bad is good. So they're using words, bad words, and making it, I am bad. It started like that. You know, it's Michael Jackson's story. I am bad, I am bad. It became like, saying I am bad means I am good. So Satan is turning the world that way. Now it has even come worse and worse and worse. They're called dirty words, and that dirty word means you're supposed to be great. But that's what Satan does. Now, in John 8, and now, let's settle this. What Father God says? Father God says in Jeremiah 29, Jesus Christ says in Jeremiah 29:11-13, for I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you. Plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster. This is Amplified. It's not for disaster, to give you a future and hope. My plans are for you for good and well-being and peace. My plans are good for you. My thoughts are good for you and not for disaster. This is from Amplified. Now, then we blame him for disaster. And there are false prophets immediately. We tell you, know, God is going to, this earthquake came because this flood came because God is angry with you because you as a community or whatever being sin. This is their part of satanic movement, or they've been fooled by Satan to blame Father God. Subtly they're blaming Father God. Subtly they're blaming Jesus Christ. But actually, this is Satan doing it. Satan and his cronies are doing this. But people are falling into a trap. Don't listen to this, brothers and sisters. Don't listen to this. Because you must know the truth. But to know the truth, you must be disciples indeed. This is John 8:31-33. You must be a disciple indeed. If you abide by my word, you are my disciples indeed. And then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth is what? And then they answered, the Jews answered, we are Abraham's descendants. We are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus Christ goes on to say, anyone who is a slave to sin is not free. Anyone continuing to practice sin is not free. He actually is a slave to sin. Anyone who is practicing sin, book of John says, and the one of the three books says, that you are born of the devil. So, you are actually, if anyone continues to sin, he is actually a captive of the devil. Therefore, Jesus is telling the Jews, if you know the truth, you will be set free. And how to know the truth? You may abide in his word. Now, what will be the truth to be set free? You will be set free by knowing that Satan's strategy is to blame God. To blame God, that's all. So do not blame God for anything, because he only got good plans for you. Yes, in the Old Testament, he destroyed nations because they were trying to destroy the lineage in which Jesus Christ can come by making it all a Nephilim and part of satanic thing, the genius. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, brothers and sisters, see the other segments I've talked about Nephilim. Amen.